Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But admit, both of you guys right now, they have none of that veteran presence that they talked about they wanted, you know, to be a part of a dynamic of their team. They don't have that. And to me, Andre on and off the court gives you that. So if you could sell him on that veteran's minimum, Nick, I think, Steiny, it's a no-brainer.
Guys, I've got one for you. Who would you rather have, Andre or Damian Lee, right now?
Oh, boy.
I'm keeping it real. You're flipping. I'd rather have Damian Lee.
I'd rather have Iguodala.
Wow. Oh, a guy that can get you 12, 15 points, I'm taking D-Lee, man.
I'd take Iguodala, but I hear what Nick's saying, and I'm taking Iguodala just because it's just 1 year, obviously.
The disrespect, though, Steiny to D. Lee. Dude can
fill
it up, man.
The disrespect, dude, to Andre, you just
showed. You don't want him.
I'd rather be disrespectful.
You said you don't want him.
No, I said I'd take him for the minimum.
Right, but even then I had to twist your arm.
Well, I think he's close to done. That's all. That's all. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. That's all sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. It's like, here's the way
you're
I
You're not feel. Excited about him.
No, though. I'm not excited about Andre Iguodala because I'm with Nick wholeheartedly. He ain't the same player.
Okay.
I mean, he's a shell of his MVP finals, obviously. But he's not even the player he was 2 years ago when the Warriors lost the
finals. I got one for both of you.
So next month, Nick, in
honor of the students going back to school, I'm going to be the student in this scenario. I'm in your guys' classroom, and I say, Professor Nick, can you break down and tell up myself and the listeners, is Kelly Oubre what it would take for him to come back as a Warrior? How much it would – the financial impact, is it realistic? Like, what's going on with Oubre? Has that ship sailed?
Yes. It does not feel realistic at all, my friend.
Night-night.
It feels like
– Night-night. Okay.
It's over.
Night-night.
Pull the curtains. That's a wrap. And it's felt like that dating back to the end of the regular season. It just did not feel like there was a match. Then we heard Oubre give a couple different interviews, and at no point
that
was like,
good.
You know, I really want to come back. I think both from the organization standpoint and reading between the lines of what Kelly said, it seems like the breakup is there. The difference here is I've had a few different people ask me, well, do you think that the Warriors could still work out a sign and trade? That would mean that Oubre would want to do them a favor. He'd want to do them a solid. I don't see that happening either.
Damn.
If the team that signs Oubre has the cap space to pull in Oubre, he doesn't need to do anything for anybody, and as is his right as a free agent. So I think that ship has sailed, and the only thing that could save it is if Oubre gets out there in free agency here in the next night or two, and he looks around and he's like, well, where's all the money? And the Warriors say, well, you know, we'll give you a bunch, and we'll see what happens from there. But I don't believe that is a relationship that will continue.
I think it's a
wrap, huh?
Here's the other thing, too, is if you want to – the idea of a sign and trade with Oubre, to me, is almost nil. The odds that the Warriors will sign and trade for Kelly Oubre is almost nil. And here's the reason I say that is because Joe Lacob signed Oubre last year as kind of a guy, hey, we need a body in here. We got to get somebody, you know, boom. They bring Oubre in. His salary's 15. They're paying him 60. Well, they're not paying him, but it's costing him 60-plus million. And I think Joe Lacob is like, that wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it because he wasn't the difference between when – he didn't make as big of a difference as he needed. So the only way they're doing a sign-and-trade is if they get a player back at $15 million that they actually think –
yeah,
it's going to really help them. Not maybe, or not let's get a body in here. Like, and I just don't, I don't see that happening. And I also just don't think, I think they're looking at it as, you know what, we let Oubre go away, we save $60 million by not signing anybody in his slot. And I would just let him go.
Steiny, with that as the context, though, let's add this. There's so much focus on that mid-level taxpayer exception.
Right.
We're starting free agency today. Because of the repeater tax penalties in play, it's not just $5-plus million to sign somebody. It's damn near 30. Ooh. And people will say, well, Lacob and the ownership group, they've got the money. It's true. They have spent at the highest level we've ever seen in the league. But to what you're saying, if you don't see some kind of difference-making player, even at a little less than $6 million, why the hell are you going to pay them almost 30 in what it would cost to bring them in right now? So there are a lot of layers to kind of deal with and look at, but I think the Oubre example and the lack on the return of investment last season at least plays some kind of role in, all right, we have this option open to us and available, but is it really worth it if we're not getting the type of player who's going to be that game changer night in and night out?
And I think Nick also hits the nail on the head. I think this is, I mean, look, we could find out Oubre is going to sign with a team, you know, at midnight tonight.
I think it's the Spurs.
For $8 or $10 million. I wouldn't be shocked, but I also wouldn't be shocked if Tuesday comes and Wednesday comes and Thursday comes and all of a sudden Oubre's saying, wait, I'm not going to make more than somebody's mid-level. You know, I was hoping for upwards of 20.
He's getting that bag, Steiny. He's getting that bag.
I'm not convinced. Do you think he's getting a bag?
Oh, he's getting a bag.
This guy's been on five teams already.
There's no way he would sound that confident in the interviews he's given after the season unless it has been made very clear to him that if you leave this place, somebody is coming at you with the bag.
Let me throw a name at you, too.
Not a ton of teams have a lot. I mean, you know what? Come to think of it, I could see the Knicks making a mistake like that.
Chris Paul's played for five teams, Steiny.
What's that?
Chris Paul's played for five teams.
Good call.
He's
about to get a bag.
He's not 24 years old like Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, exactly. He's 37. He's still getting a bag, Coach.
Number five.
Just from a Warrior standpoint.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But Chris Paul is way more impactful than Kelly Oubre.
But I just think you don't like the guy, and, you know, the game looks like it comes – like Paul George. You and JD are down on Paul George sometimes because of what it looks like. He don't look like he's all the way, you know, vested in the game. I could see that with Kelly Oubre. But I know the dude can ball, and I think a team like the Spurs, Nick, even the Knicks, the Bulls, the dude can slash. He can go to the rack, and on a good day – He's going to get you 18 to 20 points, so I think a bag's waiting. But for a Dub Nation, I'm throwing a name at you, too. Bobby Portis. Would you like to see him in a uniform?
You wish, Bobby Portis. And that's where – you know what? I hate to stop you like that, but that's one of the things that drives me crazy about fans in general. I won't say Warrior fans. But they think they can just get anybody off any other team. And they just think, well, who could – Bobby Portis? Warriors wish they could get Bobby Portis. He's not leaving. He just said that he loves Milwaukee. They've turned his career around. He's a fan favorite.
You want to talk about a bag, Goo. Bobby Portis is looking for a big bag.
Who are you paying more to, Nick? Bobby Portis or Kelly Oubre?
Ooh, I would probably still.
See, this is a good one.
I would probably still lean towards Oubre.
Thank you.
Just because of the impact potentially on both sides. but Portis fills a need for any team, because we've heard all the coaching cliches in the world, and Steiny, the one that pops into my mind watching Portis is you can't teach energy.
Right.
And if Portis can shoot it a little more consistently from the outside, combined with the edge he brings to the game, he's worth a hell of a lot more than 3.6 or whatever that option was.
Man.
More power to him. But for me, it's still Oubre because of the age and because of the talent that is still in there to be unlocked.
Yeah, I would pay Portis more just because I think Portis Portis to me impacts winning more than Oubre. Like, Oubre just plays. He goes out there, he plays. He takes some shots. He drives when he drives
like
when
he drives
on
when
the he's on the Zach LaVine All-Star team.
He passed. Right. Like, wow. Yeah, I don't know. I just.
What about Nicholas Batum? Is that what we're looking at?
That'd be a solid fit.
Here's who I thought he was done.
You know who I think they're going to end up with? You know who I think they're going to end up with is Jeff Green.
I wouldn't be mad at you. You always been down on him.
I've never liked
Jeff Green.
I'm
with Kyle. We'll take him.
I've never liked Jeff. What about Carmelo?
I would take Melo. I would take Rudy Gay. You don't have that on this team, Nick. OGs. Let's call them OGs that can get you buckets.
Let me throw a guy at you. I don't know. I don't think you could get it. What about TJ McConnell? How much money do you think he's gonna command?
More than the vet minimum.
Yeah.
He's Yeah.
That's a guy that if I were the Warriors, I would be interested in TJ McConnell as a backup to Curry.
Can you imagine Carmelo Anthony running Steve Kerr's offense?
The new Carmelo, though, Kyle. He's different. Uh-huh. Changed.
Has he?
They'd have to use him like they used Durant.
I'm different.
I
just hate they don't have no money.
Off-ball slasher Carmelo Anthony.
Paul Millsap.
Lockdown defender.
I wouldn't be mad at Paul Millsap.
Yeah, but I just threw down some names. Patty Mills. I don't know. Will Barton.
Love his game.
Will Barton's a free agent. Coming Tim Hardaway Jr. is probably going to be a little too pricey. Alec Burks.
Did you say Paul Millsap?
I did say Paul Millsap.
Didn't you text me about him when I brought him up on Sunday show?
Oh, he stinks. Don't get me wrong.
Did Steiny text you, Kyle, during the show?
Yeah. He was like, he's old.
He stinks.
I think Millsap's about. And but that's the other thing, Goo. You know, a veteran's one thing, but an aging veteran, I don't think.
Here I go, real quick. I want a Tucker. I want a OG that's got some nastiness to him, Nick. This team doesn't have that at all. And I know it's day one, but you got to go get that and convince some guys maybe to play for the veteran minimum. And that's why I'm saying Iggy is a good start and just hope that, you know, he finds a fountain of youth.
But here's the difference, Goo. You used to be able to convince them with the carrot of we're going to go try and win a title. And there are some fans who ultimately believe that still this year. I just think that is a much, much tougher sell than it has been with this iteration compared to the last few seasons.
All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap it up, and we got to touch on a lot of different things. We got the San Francisco Giants starting a series in Arizona against the Diamondbacks, 3-3 gamer. We've got Lock of the Day coming up on the other side. We got the 40 coming up. I want to get back into Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. But also, there is a player who may be available. An Eastern Conference team that may be available that has been linked to the Warriors. I'll tell you who that name is on the other side. And Guru, I think you'll be – I don't know if you're tingled, but you'll be intrigued. We'll talk about that on the other side on 95.7 A Game.
I got to agree with Steiny.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs featuring
Nick Friedel
on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, Nick Friedel in for Dan Dibley today. Nick will be in tomorrow, too. Got a lot going on. Tons going on today.
We call him Cousin Nick Steiny. Okay. What up, cuz?
I should clarify, you call him that, right?
On the station.
I used to call him Nick. Nick Friedel.
Negative. What up, cuz?
Yeah. You know, and I've actually, you know, names are important to me, and so I've actually, you know, I think I've always been saying Nick Friedel.
Nick, you know you're
and
my
I think
boy.
He pronounces Friedel. Free, is that correct?
I pronounce it Friedel. My brother pronounces it Friedel. So I mean, it's
oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's all good.
Okay, cool. Well, that's important to know. I told you the story about Kirk Lacob.
Or Lacob.
Yeah, and he's like, you know,
that is great. Lacob.
Like, yeah, I don't care. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I don't. We don't care. I was like, that's pretty cool. Because I know I'm sensitive when people go Matt Steinmetz. It's like, yeah, it's not really it. It's Steinmetz. You know, it's not Steinmetz.
Not Stinny.
Yeah. Okay.
No, not Stinny. All right. Well, I haven't done one of these in a while. Apparently, JD was in, and he was and Fuego. But
did he get
I'm just going to put it bluntly. I'm sick of it.
Apparently, got sick of it because he was so good at it. What's new? It's our lock of the day.
It's time for Guru's lock of the day.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Yeah, the craziest part about JD doing Lock of the Day is he can go through every single line from memory for that night's games. It's pretty incredible. He didn't actually do that. Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Looking for sports betting content?
What do you got?
The BetQL Network. I'll tell you what we got, JD. The BetQL Network is now available on all of your devices and at BetQLNetwork.com. This is wagertainment with content that keeps both casual and hardcore bettors engaged. Get sports betting tips from the best names in the industry. The BetQL Network is now streaming on Odyssey. So we're going to skip over JD's last pick. He had he went chalk. He took the Mariners to beat the Rangers on Friday. They did that 9-5 as a final there. JD went 3-0 in his three picks. Next time he's in on the show, though, he'll be picking regardless of what we have going on. But we're going to hand the reins over to Goo. Goo, you're back in the saddle, and the lock is yours, my friend.
Yeah, my head's clear, Steiny and Nick. I got a good one, and the pick is in. Listen, this is really liquidate all assets. Follow the Giants and DeSclafani to Arizona. It's minus 130 on the run line. So if you bet 100, you win 76. The Giants need to win by two runs. They are going to bash the Arizona Diamondbacks with their newly found player Chris Bryant. It's all euphoria with the Giants right now. Nick Steiny, the pick is Giants run line minus 130.
So can I be safe to assume you don't think much of Taylor Widener?
No, I don't think much of the whole team. Everybody affiliated.
Have they fired their manager yet?
No, they haven't. They just got beat, 100-0 yesterday by the Dodgers. Yeah.
Tomorrow night's the fun matchup. Johnny Cueto against Madison Bumgarner. That'll be fun.
Dude,
that'll,
Mad Bum. I can't wait to see.
That's right. Take the over. I'm taking the over on that. Get me lined up for the over on that. By the way, how about Farhan? Basically, just not really interested in re-signing Madison Bumgarner, and it was a calamity at the time.
Yeah.
Genius. Guy's a genius. Man. 27 games over 500 Giants right now. Best record in baseball. Three-game series in Arizona. What'd you think of that Houston series? Eight home runs on Saturday?
The new Wrigley. I mean, I don't
know. What is going on with that? That is, I mean, Nick, did you feel
Nick,
an extra?
Go ahead.
I don't know. Were those gates open or closed? Which are they supposed to be when the ball flies? I don't know.
When the sun is shining that bright, that ball is flying out of there.
I mean,
it is flying.
Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible, Goo. No doubt about it. Giants, Arizona. Tonight, again, they start a three-game series. We're talking about the Warriors, whose free agency starts in, what do we got, almost 4 hours, 4.5 hours. And here's a name I heard of a player that may be available.
Here we go.
What do you think about Marcus Smart? Marcus Smart, he obviously plays with the Boston Celtics. He's got one more year left, but Brad Stevens apparently, a little ready to kind of move him, a little bit erratic. Marcus Smart. There's your dog, Goo.
I'd go pick him up for the Oakland International Airport, Nick, and I mean it. He's that dog. He's got some skill, can give you a bucket here and there, can defense, but he's got that, you know, you want to go to battle with him, so he's Draymond with a little offense. I just think he would be too – like a guy like that, to me, thinks he costs more than the vet minimum of the 5.9 that they got. I don't think there's no way he would look at this Warrior team, Nick, like you talked about it. Hey, I got a chance to go all the way. Let me give him a discount. And hopefully I'm wrong.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Goob, that's the problem, though. And it's not just Marcus Smart. It's a whole right. bunch of guys who in years past would have gone, man, Steph, Clay, Draymond, play out in the Bay. I'll take a little less because I know that there's a strong possibility that you can win. And again, it's not to say, and Steiny, you mentioned this at the top of the show, it's not to say that it is not out of the realm.
Right.
That we're not all sitting here going, oh, well, if Clay comes back and Steph is Steph and Draymond is locked in from the jump, all of a sudden, this team, with the additions that they will make and with the progress, hopefully, that a guy like Wiseman makes, they've got pieces in play. Wiggins was really solid. But I just don't buy that the chances are that high this season. I'd argue with anybody that the odds of a title are much better a year from now, once Clay gets a year under his belt after missing two, than they are as we sit here today. So it's not to say that it's out of the realm of possibilities, but if you're trying to recruit free agents, I think the pitch will be much stronger a year from right now than it will be today for Bob Myers and his staff.
You might be right. You might be right about that. The way I look at it is...
No, you're right.
Here's the way I look at it. The Warriors are, to me, I love where they're at because they've kind of done everything they need to do. There's some things they have to do. And one of the things they have to do is give Draymond, Steph, and Clay at least one more crack at it.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, but it's unrealistic to think that after Clay hasn't played for 2 years that they would give up on the core because of that. So I feel like they're in agreement that they've got to give these three guys another crack at it. Okay, well, if you give them another crack at it and you fill in around them, then you see what you have. Like, I'm advocating that. I'm advocating exactly where they're at now to begin to assess really where they are, because I don't think they really know yet. But here's what it comes down to for me. What I think's going to happen is I just don't think they're going to be able to stay healthy enough to be a title contender. To me, if the Warriors are to get back on top, they need Steph, Clay, and Draymond to almost get back to Iron Man days because they don't have Kevin Durant. And so what's the realistic expectation for how many games they're going to play together? I mean, if you told me they're going to play 70 games together, you know what? Well, then it's a no-brainer. Bring this team back, see what you got. But I think what I'm worried that may happen is they all are banged up. I'm talking about Draymond, Steph, and Clay. They all missed some games, and Clay had a little bit of a setback. And now you're like, now what do we do? Well, at that point, I think you break it up.
Oh, boy.
Because
that's – yeah.
The first thing that has to happen is all three of these guys have to be healthy. Because if they're not healthy, then to me that proves you must move on – because of age. Like, this is the year they got to all play.
And Nick, that's why I thought that. Go ahead, Nick, cuz you know I'm trying to go ahead.
But Goo, I mean that's what is most concerning about this season, cuz let's play that out. Let's play that scenario out. Steph, who was relatively healthy all year, he has a couple setbacks and he misses close to a month, and Clay, with how cautious they're going to be with bringing him back in general after two serious injuries, he's not going to play a whole bunch. So what happens if the Warriors are sitting in free agency a year from right now and they are, let's say, the 5 seed and they got knocked out in the first round. Does that change, or how much does that change what you think about what they need to do?
Wow. I mean, it would, but it's almost like I'm going John Dickinson here, Nick. Like, Steph, I'd have better to see how it played out, what it looked like. Because to me, when you bring up Klay Thompson, and we all know it's going to be a blow if we find out that he's not close to 80 or 100, and I don't have sources, but that's why I felt like Lakeup and Myers and Lakeup and Kerr, that's why they were pushing. They were going Kenny Rogers, the gambler, pushing their chips all in, Steiny. So if Klay wasn't all the way back, the ship didn't sink. And right now, to me, that's 85 or 90% of the Warriors season coming up, if they stay as is it's all dependent on how close Klay is back to his old self. But if you would have went and made that trade, you got Geico. You got insurance of having another dog around Steph and Dre to where you still can compete. And where I'm going with this is I want to ask you two. I thought draft night was the baby. The Steph Curry getting another dog next to him, it had to manifest draft night. But talking to you two, and now I'm thinking, okay, free agency. How realistic is it that we go through free agency? The Warriors still feel like I think they feel, and they want to go get that big dog. If it didn't happen on draft night, what's the reality or chances? Because I need a bone to hope that they could get that big boy trade later.
They might. Can you wait till the trade deadline? Can you wait till the trade deadline? Can you do that for me, Goo? Or does it have to be before game one?
No, at this point, I mean, I would like it before game one, Nick, because, you know, obviously you want to know who and what you are and what you're trying to do, but the sooner the better. But like you said, maybe the guy that I'm yearning for or guys – And I'm ready to sign off on this. They're just not there. And Bradley, by all accounts, if the Warriors were interested, he didn't want to come. He didn't want to leave D.C. No shade at the Warriors, but I was shocked. I was like, he's coming. Like, Nick, I believe behind closed doors, they want to go get a dog just in case Klay needs more time. And that could be next year included.
They do. I mean, I think internally, if you went top to bottom in that organization, there are plenty of people who want that next big-time star guy, Goo. But that guy, again, he's just not there today. It doesn't mean that there will be a player who will make himself available over the course of the next 6 months, the next year, prior to the deadline, going into next summer. But the player the Warriors would like is not there. And with that in mind, you just have to hope that this player development staff that you have hired really pays dividends immediately.
Just hired, Nick. You just hired.
Yeah, that you just hired, but, Goo, they've got to pay dividends now. And they have got to help James Wiseman become a better player than what we've seen, and that is much more difficult given he's still rehabbing that knee injury. But they have got to get Kuminga and Moody in there, and both of those young guys have got to prove that they can take the steps needed not only to better themselves in the next season and potentially help Kerr's rotation, but they've got to improve in case that next star player becomes available. And you can say to whatever team you want, hey, we've got 3 former lottery picks that are waiting there if you really want to make a move.
That's a damn good package. threw me off a little bit, Kyle.
Yeah,
especially because I didn't see Spadoni, and I wouldn't think you'd take a shot at me like that.
Choke artist.
But nevertheless, I mean, the big boy – who is the big boy? Is it Bradley Beal? To me, yeah. Is it Damian Lillard? I mean, you're going to have to – I mean, Damian, like, I'm sorry. I'm not trading Kuminga, Moody, Wiggins, and Wiseman for Lillard. I'm not sure the Warriors would either. You know, I mean, who else is there? Like, who could come available? Go ahead, Kyle.
And wasn't the whole point of making a move for a Bradley Beal or a Ben Simmons, or pick the big boy name, wasn't the whole point of that to get it done before free agency, so those players that you guys were talking about last segment would be more willing to sign with Golden State?
Yeah. I mean, to me, I like the idea of going into next season and seeing what you have. Because you don't know. And, like the other thing, and maybe this is just my way of looking at it, you know, you're talking about, well, if Clay goes down, they'd have insurance with Lillard or Beal. And to my way of thinking is, would they? I mean, now you have Curry and Beal with no supporting cast and Clay not doing well. That to me scares me a little bit. But, you know, I like where they're at. I mean, at the trading deadline, guys, if we may be saying they got two starters in Kuminga and in Moody. Maybe not now, maybe not next year, but when these guys are
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
24, they're going to be NBA starters. Well, guess what? Then you can decide whether you're going to keep them or whether you're going to trade. Like, they're not equipped to make that big deal right now. Let's see how good Kuminga and Moody are. And if they're good, if they finish 1-3 in the rookie of the year voting, guess what? The Warriors are going to be competitive deep, I think.
But Steiny, on top of that, I think we'd all agree on this. We're talking about the insurance if Clay goes down or if he's not ready. If Clay has any kind of setback that's major, it's over anyway.
Right.
It's over. They cannot win another title without Clay being close to Clay. And in Bob Myers' comments right after the draft, guys, I asked him if a championship contender being that next year was fair. And he was honest. He said, it really comes down to Clay. And then he tried to backtrack off of it and I love say, well, you don't want to put all that pressure on Clay. But that is the truth. Yeah. It is the absolute truth. If Clay is close to where we're used to seeing him, the Warriors can be close to the Warriors again. If Clay is not close, it does not matter in the short term what Kuminga or Moody or Wiseman look like. Because wow. those three are not the kind of difference-making players right now in their own careers that would pick up enough slack for the loss of what used to be a dominant player in Klay Thompson.
And also, just semantic-wise, you know, you're like, Klay's got to be himself for them to be close to what they were. And I would almost say they're never going to be close to what they were. Because they're not going to have Durant. And he's one of the best players, if not the best player in the league. Now, okay, so you're not going to be as good as that team that many people consider okay. is one of the greatest of all time. But can you be a lesser version of a team, of that team, and still win a title? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm getting a little worried about Klay. To tell you the truth, because it feels like,
and I'm going the other way. Go to tell me why, and I'll tell you why I'm going the other way. While I'm feeling confident,
it feels like he's we're getting to know him again. He's doing more stuff, social media, and he's he's getting shots up, and he's whatever cleared to do some guy. But Myers and Kerr are really being conservative. Like they're still, I still think there's a chance he doesn't play. At the start of the season,
I don't think there's any question there, Steiny.
Okay,
It would stun me if Klay was out there on opening night.
Okay,
he told us too. Yeah.
Okay, so now what are we talking? Christmas,
April? I'm worried about April. I'm worried about where are you March, April, right before we get to this offer playing game. What are you then?
But don't you see though? Like to me, it's like if you don't have Klay. And then the regular season is going to take on a different tone, and you're going to be a seven. What's the best the Warriors could do if Klay plays half a season? Can they be a four seed? The way I look at it is,
man.
if they're grinding all regular season and they're 44-38 because Klay was in and out. They're not going to be able to make hay in the playoffs anyway, I don't think.
But so we'll have our answer, Nick, by then, right? We'll know what version of Klay it is, because this team was 39-33 without him all year. So now you figure you got the rookies if everything stays as is, and you got Wiseman healthy. Hopefully he makes progression, but I think they can hold the fort down. Until Klay can be the best version of himself going into the offseason. And then, Nick, at that juncture, you're looking around like JTAs, the Pools. We hadn't even talked about them. We might be a threat or a factor.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around the fact that it can all work right away. And, Goo, I say that as someone who didn't think Jordan Poole could play in the league last year.
I'm with you.
And he proved me wrong.
Yep.
Props to Jordan Poole because he proved me wrong. He showed a lot in the second half of that season. He worked on his game, and now he comes into this year as a strong rotational piece. But this is the issue, and this goes back to what Steiny was saying about Klay playing potentially half the games. If you're only adding Klay for half the games – you're adding him to the team that missed out on the playoffs last year. There are not that many differences between this team and that team if that's the major change, because I think we'd all agree, even if the potential is very, very high for Kuminga and Moody, you're not expecting much out of them at all this season. Wiseman, you're expecting a little bit more maybe, but you're not expecting him to take some kind of massive leap in a summer where he had – no summer league again, and he's going to be probably hit or miss for doing everything in training camp. So if you're only saying that Klay's coming back after 2 years and he's only playing X amount of games, you take whatever that is given what you've seen, but you have to take that knowing that that's the only major piece that you're adding to a team that did not make it when it mattered most at the end of the last regular season.
And to me, the big picture, would be great for the Warriors. We don't have their schedule yet, so who knows who they're playing opening day. But to me, a great sign for the Warriors would be during introductions of that first game. They say tonight, starting at two guard, Moses Moody. That, to me, would be a real good start. Because assuming Clay's not going to be there, if you think this Moody kid is good enough to start with a team that you're serious about, then you might, you know, and ideally what you want is Moody to, in 15 or 20 games, you say, this guy's good. This guy's going to be good. And now we got Clay coming back. Now, you know, now you start having a ball game, if you know what I mean. And, like, I'm just not willing to give up the chance of having a ball game with trading those two young guys and a piece for the wrong big boy player. The wrong big boy player. And, you know, and I don't think Beal's the bright player for this team. I wouldn't do it for Lillard either.
But they're of the Durant mold, Steiny. They're not Durant, but they're of that. They're in that caliber. I'm not saying they're better than Durant. What I'm saying is it worked. It worked with the big three adding another superstar. So, yeah, maybe Dame ain't Durant, but he's a damn good scorer, and so is Bradley Beal, Nick. So how could that not be more attractive than changing diapers, not with just your two new rookies, with your other rookie that's coming back for an injury? Now, you talking 2025 and 2026? Okay, I'll give it to you. But Steph's 33, Dre and Clay are 31, and then your next three, the future big three, 2019 and 18? How many times do we see that meet at the middle of the road and it work? Not too many.
Goo, this is the issue, though, because I think you laid out the points perfectly, because a lot of Warriors fans are saying, this is it right now. Let's go. Let's make the move. Let's take the swing, and let's see what happens. I'm just telling you, with the way the roster is built and who's there and who potentially is available, for me, Beal and Lillard, even if you dealt for one of them, is not making this Warriors group that much better, given what you would have to give up to get them. And that is the real crux of the issue for the front office, because I love Dame Lillard. And I think Bradley Beal is unbelievable. If he played with Steph and Draymond, people would see even more the great things he's able to do. I just don't believe if you're gutting the rest of your depth as that one move to put you over the top, that either one of those two players is enough, given what would have to go back the other way.
And that's kind of where I am. I mean, I don't know what the package would be. But right now, let's say you're sitting with three young assets – the two rookies and Wiseman, and, you know, you're sitting with, let's say, Wiggins. That's the guy I'm trying to think of. I mean, you know, are you getting rid of those guys for? I mean, I'm only giving up those guys for a Doncic. Well, he ain't available. Maybe Trae Young, Embiid, Giannis. They're not available. Jokic, not available. So
would you give up all those guys for Karl Anthony Towns?
No. I wouldn't. I mean, it's got to be.
Wow, Nick, that guy, you got me. I love you some cat. He's soft at times, but
believe
he's
it or
a
not,
bona fide
it would
score.
It would have to be somebody less established. Like, oh, you know, for Zion, maybe. You know, I'd really have to do a ton of homework there on him and the family, but I think they're in a great spot right now, and they may be in even a more advantageous spot at the trade deadline. They realize they got some players, players on their hands. I don't know who's
your consistent, Steiny. You said this before the draft, that if they did go the rookie route, regardless of who it was, these two picks, that would suffice your taste for. Like, when you say where they're at, you're not saying they can't make the playoffs. I think you're assuming they're going to make the playoffs. But I'm going to what Nick said and what I go to bed and wake up in the morning thinking. This is your last hoorah for Steph, Clay, and Dre. You can go put the oven on 450 and bake for 8 hours, or you could put that bad boy, whatever it is, in the microwave and go get it out in 2 or 3 minutes, and let's go. because I don't think you can do both.
So you're talking about the last hurrah, but I'm looking at my core, and they're all under contract for a while. You know, you're gonna have Clay. Dre's got another two. Clay's got another two. I mean, so I'm not in a hurry right now. Now, like here's the thing. Like, if you're really asking me what I would do if I were Joe Lacob, I would be doing exactly what he's doing, and that is, let's see what these guys can give us next year. Let's see where we're at with this big three. In my heart of hearts, I don't think it's going to work. I don't. I mean, when I say work, I think we're going to see a team that's just maybe not good enough anymore. Now, maybe some of their young players are going to show promise, but you have to give them another chance. Like I understand from an organizational point of view. You've got to give Clay a chance to be healthy and to play with these other two guys that he won a title with. Because, first of all, you can't trade him. He doesn't have any value right now. You're not trading Curry. And, I mean, I guess you could trade Draymond if you really wanted to. But, again, I'd rather keep Draymond and see where these guys are. And we'll talk about it. Let's play 45 games and see where we are and reconvene at the trade deadline. That's what I would do. And I'd be very excited about that.
It's the part that scares me, though, Steiny, because if you're the Warriors and this next season plays out, Clay's contract, even if he comes back and looks close, he's not going anywhere. I mean, right. You would have to attach so many different picks and pick swaps to make that enticing. And with Wiggins, as solid as he was and as well as he played on both ends, his contract is still rough, and there's not going to be a lot of teams knocking down the door for him. So my worry, my fear for the Warriors is, hey, no matter what plays out this season, there's only so many moves they're going to be able to make in general, because we all agree they're not trading Steph. And if you trade Draymond, it's an acknowledgement that, hey, this core, as it's been, it's not going to do it anymore. And that's probably another sign of a youth movement that may have to happen because the wins just aren't there the same way.
Yeah. Dude, I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
Nah, you're not as excited as me, and that's unusual.
No. I'm looking to forget roundtable. I keep saying it. They got two wings. They got dudes that are active. They got body. I got body envy with those guys. And I don't know, you know, Jalen Green, man, you talk about a head full of hair. That dude, man, Nick, that dude is smooth. We'll talk about that another day. But if he averaged 17 points with the G Elite Walnut Creek team, and Kuminga averaged 15. I know it's not the NBA. They're talking about he's limited offensively. Yeah. I mean, 15 is 15. Steiny,
Smiley averaged.
Oh, okay. Oh, 15. Well, I'm done. I read my case.
Here, Smiley. Right. Oh, he's dominating the G League.
Somebody sent me a video of Kuminga. He was getting buckets. I'm I'll stop right there. Okay, because our boy tore it up. Yeah.
And here's one I want to throw to you guys. Maybe I shouldn't, because I don't want to end the show like this, but like, to me, my biggest worry with the Warriors, my biggest worry is that they have an injury this year, or they suffer injuries, and that the big three really doesn't play together as much as you think. Yeah. So let's say Clay only plays 50 games, and let's say Draymond suffered an injury and he only played 55, and Clay played but Steph played 73, let's say. I mean, you have to break it up at that point, don't you? If the Warriors are not, if the
but
big three
is. But how
would
you break it up, Steiny?
You trade. Like, you got to trade at that point.
Yeah. But who are you moving?
I think you got to try to move Draymond, obviously. But that's the other thing. What if they get hurt and then they don't have any value? See, like, to me, you know, if it. I don't know, man. If Clay,
but we're really only talking about
Draymond here, man. Yeah.
You know what? I know we are talking about Draymond, but and nobody's going to want to talk about this. But the Warriors have the greatest trade chip of all time if they want to change direction, and that's Steph Curry. Wow. And I'm not saying they're there, but I mean, look, if the big three gets hurt this year and they don't make the playoffs, I mean, you know, a year or two down the line.
That would stun me. We're ending this thing in a dark place, but that would stun me.
Well, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's end it here. I think I love where the Warriors are at right now.
There we go.
I think they're I love their approach. I think they have a little more time than you think. It doesn't have to all happen this off season. You got to see what you have with Clay coming back. Let's take a look at these rookies, see if they can be rotation players in year one. Maybe start seeing they're more than that in year one or year two. Yeah, ball game again. Can you imagine if you come out of this? What if you come out of this? How much time we got, Spinone? Because I'm feeling good right now. 2 minutes, Guru. What if they come out of this year with the 4 or 5 seed? Okay. So they lose in the first round, but you're saying, holy hell. Kuminga, Moody, and Wiseman are pieces. They're pieces. Like, now we got a ball game.
Now we got a big-time ball game
because now we got action now because we still got Curry, Draymond, and Clay. But we got action 4 years from now because these guys are going to be pretty good on their own. That's best-case scenario for me.
Nick, would that mean the dynasty's over or still going? I mean, even if you make the playoffs this year but don't go to the Western Conference Finals, do I need to turn that page? Like, it's a new era.
You need to turn the page, but the good news for Joe Lacob and that ownership group is that the cash register is still going.
Okay.
Because so long as Steph and Draymond and Clay are there,
that's true.
The nostalgia continues. Even if the wins may not pile up the same way.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. All right, well, we'll be back here to do it tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. Giants start a 3-game series with the Diamondbacks, and there's going to be a lot of free agency news around the NBA. Coming up next on Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky, Peter King. Peter King at 2:30. He's going to talk some Trey Lance. Tim Bontemps, ESPN at 5, talk some free agency. Thanks for listening, everybody.
One of the most gifted people physically I've ever seen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.